Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brian here from Full Body Athletics. Hopefully, you guys are enjoying your beautiful day, beautiful morning, beautiful afternoon, beautiful night. Whatever moment that you're taking to listen to me today, I really, truly appreciate it. Guys, I want to start off by saying first, Happy New Year to everyone, guys. Happy 2026. As always, health, wealth, love, everything that is good for you, I hope that you get. Today's podcast, episode 44, we're talking about exactly that, the new year, 2026. Rewrite your 2026 goals. Five things to not repeat in this new year.
One, two.
Hey, what's up, guys? So hopefully you're enjoying your beautiful, beautiful day. Today, guys, I want to talk about the new year, guys. So, you know, I own a gym, if you guys know. If you guys have never seen my gym, you can look it up on Google. Centre d'entraînement Full Body Athletics, or just Full Body Athletics. You'll be able to see all the details that come with training at my gym. I train also people online. I train people internationally. I also train people at my gym. We're focused on private group gym. It's a private facility, right? But I've been now doing this for about 7 years, and before that I was training for over 20 years, okay? Every year, guys, I see the same students, because I call my clients my students. I see my students, my clients repeating always the same mistakes over and over, okay? And sometimes I think about them and I say, why aren't they succeeding? You know, what's the issue with them, right? And today's podcast is not about exactly looking at what the problem is. It's basically rewriting your new year. Because every year you're gonna hear people have, you know, objectives and say, oh, I'm gonna be a new person in 2026, I'm gonna be a new this, a new that. But unfortunately, nothing really, really changes, okay? So today I wanna talk about the five things that you need to now repeat in 2026 in order to make it the best year possible, all right? So, number one, okay, on this list of five, is stop making excuses for yourself, guys. If you want to change, if you want to really change, be a new person, you got to stop making excuses for yourself. Every year, every month, I see people come into my gym, tell me they want to transform, they want to lead a new positive life, they want health as well, and all these beautiful things, right? But what happens, okay, once, you know, babies are born, or work gets busy, or, you know, something bad happens in the family, they get into this type of victim mindset, right, where, oh my God, mom, my life is so busy, I can't make it to the gym, I can't take care of my health, and so forth, right? And that's one thing I always tell my clients is that, guys, you will never prevent the world from things bad happening, right? We can't control the world. That's why anxiety, the difference between stress and anxiety is because anxiety is you trying to control the outcome of life. That's what anxiety is, right? So I see a lot of people, okay, trying to always control what's going to come, right? So when something happens and it's sudden, well, they forget about their gym. They say, I don't have time for the gym. I don't have time to do this. I don't have time to take care of my kids. I don't have time to maybe do the activities that I wanted to do or I had planned for me in 2026. And one thing I have to tell people, stop making excuses. You cannot control the world. You cannot control if tomorrow it's raining and you want to go to the beach and finally you can't go to the beach. You cannot control maybe, you know, you're training with a trainer and your trainer gets sick. Does that mean that you don't go to the gym? Not necessarily. You cannot control, you know, the economy, right? We know that right now the United States just took over Venezuela, right? So it's like because of you not able to control that outcome, is it what? Is it going to stop you from living your life? Is it going to stop you from getting to your goals? No. Number one thing, guys, in order for you to change or make the 2026 the best year is you got to stop making excuses for yourself. Stop being the victim of your own story. Once you start being the victim of your own story, you start finding solutions for your own life, right? So I have clients, for example, that have 2-3 kids, that have businesses, they're super busy, and yet I see them 4 or 5 times a week, every week at the gym. What makes these people different is that when life gets busier, they get better at planning their time, at discipline, at getting to bed early, all these, and saying no to certain people maybe or certain events, right? So whatever your objectives are, guys, if you want to get to those objectives, you have to stop living in this victim mindset that I see all the time, right? Stop living in the victim mindset. Be the person that you want to be and stop being the victim of your own story. Number two, thing to not repeat in 2026, stop seeking comfort, guys. A lot of people, okay, when it comes time to try out a new instrument, a music instrument, learn something, go to the gym, right? It's not comfortable. And I understand completely, right? When you do something new, it's never, never comfortable. I'll take my personal experience, right? Right now, it's been a couple of years I've been playing guitar, right? So I play this type of a guitar called the cavaco. So cavaco is like a Brazilian guitar. It's made for samba and so forth. I'm a big fan of samba, by the way. And long story short, I've been practicing this instrument for a couple of years now, right? And it's very hard. Every time I want to practice and I put in my schedule, okay, I'm 30 minutes to an hour of practicing cavaquinho, it's always one of the hardest things for me to do because it's hard. I'm not comfortable doing it. My strumming is not the best. My picking is not the best. Yet, I get it done. Same thing when I go to work out. Sometimes I don't want to work out, right? But you got to get it done. Guys, anything you want in your life comes from a place of discomfort, right? So if you want, I don't know, man, if you want to get that perfect wife, that perfect girlfriend, that perfect husband, perfect boyfriend, ask them on a date, right? If you guys have been talking for months now, nobody is engaged in trying to bring someone to the date, ask them on a date. They may refuse, you may get rejected, but at least you'll know what the outcome is and you'll at least in that moment of discomfort know what you're about, guys. It's same thing, right? If somebody invites you to do something like maybe, you know, go for a hike and you're not a hiker, right? Well, just say yes. Look for that discomfort because that discomfort is going to create the new person that you want to become, right? And I can use this analogy for so many things in your life. But what I mean by this is stop being comfortable, guys. Stop always going to the same restaurants. Stop always going out with the same people. Stop always listening to the same music. Stop always being in the same bad habits that brought you 2025, 2024, 2023, and all these different years. If you want to be a new person, you gotta stop seeking comfort, okay? Stop seeking comfort because at the other side of comfort is discomfort, and then the other side of discomfort is progress. It's meeting new people. It's learning new things, right? So once you understand that comfort is your worst enemy, try to be uncomfortable. Do things you've never done, you know? Go out with people you never gone out with, you know? Whatever it is, guys, I can give you millions of examples, but stop seeking comfort, okay? If you're always Fridays and Saturdays at home and your PJs watching TV, well, that's not gonna get you very far in life. You know, you're not gonna meet people, right? If you're complaining about always having bad friends, well, maybe the reason why you don't have better friends is because you don't put yourself out there, you know? If the reason, you know, you're in a bad relationship is probably because, you know, I'm not saying to not try and get better your relationship, but what I mean is like, if you're in a bad relationship, then probably the reason why you're in a bad relationship is because you haven't gotten up with enough people to know what you are. So you haven't been uncomfortable. You haven't been rejected, right? So stop seeking comfort and look for instead discomfort that will bring you the new person that you want to become. Number three. Okay, I'm very biased, but this is so important. Take care of your health. Guys, I don't care if it's the gym. I don't care if it's mountain climbing. I don't care if it's walking 10,000 steps a day. I don't care if it's drinking 4 liters of water. But start taking care of your health, right? When we think about fitness in general, okay, fitness is not something that's been written about in the last 10 years. Fitness has been around for thousands and thousands of years, okay? Aristotle, Plato, very old philosophers back in Greek time will talk about you. If you want to have a proper spirit, you have to have a proper body in order to make it function, right? I really think that when you take care of your health, you're taking care of this temple. And this temple will bring you more wealth than you've ever thought about, right? Like, I own a gym, so I'm obviously going to, you know, promote health. But in today's world, knowing everything we know about weight training, knowing everything we know about movement, how can you tell me in 2026 that this is not important when we know that if you regularly, you know, train, you know, weight train, box, whatever it is, you will lower all chances of death by 50%, right? It could be heart disease, it could be stroke, it could be obesity, diabetes, cancer. All of these different cases are reduced by 50%, okay? So you can't prevent diseases 100%, but I can guarantee you that if you stop smoking, if you drink less alcohol, if you sleep better, and if you take care of your health, by moving at least 3 times a week, guys, you will get amazing results, not just physically, but also mentally. And the reason why I'm talking about this podcast today is because I don't want you guys to stay the same person you were in 2025 and 2024. I want you to be a new person. So if in your habits you wanted to start moving more, then this is the perfect opportunity to do so. Take 2026 as the first year of your grand scheme, right? It takes time to build good habits, guys, but stick to it, all right? So it could be as simple as, you know, I'm obviously gonna promote weight training because that's what we do here at the gym, right? But it could be like, you know, you could even mix it up. You know, there are programs like ClassPass, right? Which is a program a lot of my students use where you can train at multiple gyms for a credit. I'm not sponsored by ClassPass. I'm just talking about them as an example. There's also MindBody, which is another one too that you can implement, right? So these are different apps and services that you can use in order that you can try different gyms, Pilates places, yoga places. And, you know, you could do maybe, you know, Monday weight training, Wednesday Pilates, Friday, you know, rock climbing or, you know, kickboxing or boxing or whatever it is, guys. But try to, you know, take care of your body at least 3 times a week. The benefits will be so much greater than just physical. It's also going to be mental and spiritual, right? And not only that, guys, through the gym, through daily activities, you're going to, you know, you're going to meet different people. And these people might be your next boyfriend, your next wife, your next, you know, your next best friend, you know, you never know. And I'm telling you right away, if you meet somebody through the gym, that's a lot more positive than meeting somebody maybe at a pub or at a friend's house or whatnot, you know. If you meet somebody at the gym, you meet somebody, you know, during a hike, or you meet somebody, you know, in boxing class, well, that person, you already know that they're taking care of their health. So you already know that in terms of vibration, they're already higher vibration than somebody that maybe spends their weekends, you know, sleeping in and, you know, and watching TV all weekend. You know they're taking care of their health, which is what you want as new surroundings, as new people. And that's what you want for yourself, right? So that's that. Take care of your health. Number three. Number four, invest in your education, guys. Guys, I graduated back in university, okay, back in 2018, if I remember well. 2018, I was 26. And since then, guys, I've had multiple certifications done, okay, all in line with fitness, but also naturopathy. I'm also a naturopath. So if you guys don't know what a naturopath is, if you guys listen to this podcast, maybe from, because I have a lot of listeners from Singapore, from America, from Australia. So a naturopath is kind of a doctor in natural remedies, okay? So what we do is that when people come to us, they tell us about, you know, hormonal problems, digestive problems, energy, you know, and all these things. And we come out with diet plans. We suggest vitamins and minerals and herbs for them to take in order to better their health. And by the way, if you're interested in knowing about naturopathy and you want to get a consultation, you can send me an email at fullbodyathletics@gmail.com and I'll be happy enough to answer you and get to work. So invest in your education, guys. So does investing in education mean that, you know, you need to go back to university? No, that doesn't mean that. What I mean by investing in your education is invest in yourself by ways of education. So it could be listening to a podcast daily. It can be buying a book every month, you know, a self-help book. You know, I'm talking about self-help books because it's education. If you just listen, I'm a fan of just reading in general. I really think that people that read are a lot smarter, are a lot more in tune, and they're you know, it's good for the brain, right? But when you read a self-help book and you actually use what's written in the book, I think it brings you a lot more benefits than reading a sci-fi book. Not nothing against sci-fi books. I love the Harry Potters and the Lord of the Rings, right? But I just mean that all those things are really good and fun to read, but those are fun to read. But what I mean by education is, you know, read self-help books. If you know, if you have problems with your finances, there's so many books written on finances. If you're a salesman, right, in your company, and you're not the best salesman, so read books that help you in sales. If you're a trainer and you want to become the best trainer in the world, well, read books about training and, you know, how to take care of clients, of client psychology, and so forth, guys. So whatever sphere that you're working in, okay, if you can read books in line with that sphere, that's a type of reinvesting in education. It could also be going to conferences, right? Like there's so many different conferences every year in almost all countries in the world. And even if you have to travel to another country for a conference, then why not, guys? There's no limit on the education that you put on yourself. And I really, really believe that if you invest in your education and you invest in yourself and you try to become the best version of yourself, well, that will bring the money, that will bring the happiness, and that will bring all the different people that you want in your life, okay? So invest in your education. Lastly, guys, do community work. Now, I know you're going to tell me, well, Brian, you know, I don't know any community work to do near me. I don't know anybody that does community work. Listen, it's very easy. Go on Google, write community work near me or community center near me. Go to that community center and ask them, how can you help? Guys, there are so many places where you can help. And the reason why I talk about community work, because I'm a big investor in community work. If you know me, if you've been following me on Instagram, by the way, you can follow us on Instagram, Full Body Athletics on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. One thing that I really, really prioritize is community work, right? So, you know, giving back to community, because let's face it, not everybody is born under the same circumstances. You know, I've done community work all over the world, especially in Brazil. And I've met kids that were born with a lot less than the typical Canadian, European, or American, you know. And when we look at stuff, we know that the world is not created equally, right? We have inequalities all over the world. But one thing I can tell you is, if you're born under a, you know, brighter tree, if you might say, use this power, you know, and give back to the community. You know, maybe, you know, invest in some type of, you know, organization that you believe in, you know, send money, whatever it is, guys, you know, do some community work. And it's very easy to, you know, do community work when you know the people, but doing something for somebody that you don't know is the ultimate power. And the reason why I talk about this and why it's so important for me, because I really believe that if you start giving back to people and if you start doing good in the world, it will transform you inside. And if it transforms you inside, it will have an impact to your outside relationships. Every time I've done a community activity, I've always felt so much better. And every time we've invited the gym to do a community work, like sometimes what we do is like we decide to do a hike. And for every person that comes to the hike, $20 will be given to a type of organization. When people do it, even though they're hiking, they know that there's a goal to this hike. What always makes people super, super happy, and it makes them feel really good. A couple of years back, right, we went cooking in the community center here in Montreal. And a lot of my clients still remember that day, and they still tell me how much they appreciate that day and how much they love doing those types of things. But whatever it is, guys, you know, if you have an uncle that died from cancer, you know, giving back to a cancer foundation or going for a cancer walk or run, whatever it is, guys, give back to the community, because you never know when you'll need it. You'll never know when you're going to need the support. And I'll tell you something about life. Life is karma, right? So if you want good things to come your way, you need to do things coming your way. And if you look at all the sacred books like the Quran, the Torah, and the Bible, they all speak about community work and how important it is to do charitable work, because it's always going to heal the soul and bring a lot of good back to you. So guys, those were my five things to not repeat in the new year, guys. Hopefully you guys enjoyed and you got a lot from this podcast. I usually do podcasts where I'm a lot more organized, but this one was really one that came from the heart. And I've really felt like if you want to be the best version of yourself for 2026, you must not repeat the mistakes of 2025 and 2024. Because mistakes can happen, but what's important here to understand is, if mistakes happen, learn to correct them and learn to get to start doing some habits that transform you into the person that you want to become for 2026. That being said, guys, if you want to change in 2026 and you want to start really taking care of your health, we have a program right now being given, okay, for anybody for 2026. It's called the New Year, New Body Program. So if you're listening to my podcast and you want to train under me, we have a full body app that we can train you from distance, right? You'll get a personalized diet plan that comes with the workout. You'll have a 3-month, two different programs, okay, set up for you. Either you're a girl or a boy, doesn't matter, okay? We adapt to every person, every person's injuries. We'll get to talking and consultation to see what you need to work on. And also, you're going to be sending us photos and weigh-ins. We'll be able to, you know, every month, you know, gauge you and take care of you and make sure that you're getting to your goals for 2026. That being said, guys, I truly appreciate you guys. If you guys love this podcast, please leave us a comment, right? Like, tell your friends about this amazing podcast, because it will do us a lot of good. And when you do good to us, we'll do good to you, and keep giving back. That being said, guys, thank you so much. Merci beaucoup. Happy 2026. I hope that you guys get to your goals, and I'll be rooting for you. Have yourselves a great day, and I'll see you soon. Ciao.